Sometimes I get concerned about being a career woman. I get to thinking my job is too important to me. And I tell myself that the people I work with are just the people I work with and not my family. And last night I thought, what is a family anyway? They're just people who make you feel less alone and really loved. Mary Richards, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. About a year after we co-founded our company, Of a Kind, just as we were getting our businesswoman bearings, we sat in our office with a male professional acquaintance discussing a project we've long since forgotten. What we do recall is that the previous tenants had painted the walls a truly insane shade of brown, but we were too busy to remedy it and too proud to have a space of our own nonetheless. Similarly burned in our memories, the moment that abruptly marked the end of that meeting, when the man across the table said, "Oh, I get it. You're the smart one, and you're the pretty one," nodding toward each of us in turn. We reacted to his degradation with stunned silence. What we should have said in response was, "No, we're both smart, we're both pretty, immaterial as that is, and as long as we're sharing bios, we're both driven, compassionate, savvy, and frankly, pretty fucking funny too." These are the reasons we chose each other, first as friends in 2002, and later as business partners in 2010, and why moments like this bond us instead of break us. Our friendship started on the campus of the University of Chicago, where we'd been set up on a friend date based on one very silly thing. Claire, a freshman a scant few months into the school year, had begun dating a basketball player, and Erica, a sophomore, had dated a basketball player her freshman year, too. A coincidence like this was not to be overlooked. The opportunity for Erica to impart hard-earned wisdom on the topic could not be passed up. We both greeted the suggestion that we should meet on the basis of aligned dating decisions with the exaggerated eye roll perfected by 18- and 19-year-old women worldwide. But, no spoilers here, we ended up really liking each other. Sitting face-to-face at lunch in the fancy dining hall, with Harry Potter-esque vaulted ceilings towering above stir-fry stations, we bonded hard and fast, over shopping, musicals, and growing up the only Jewish, emphasis on the ish, one in our friend set. Erica recalls thinking that the Hello Kitty calendar hanging in Clara's dorm room felt like a very good sign. Claire remembers being intrigued by Erica's steadfast commitment to a wardrobe of exclusively black, white, and pink. From these tiny sparks of mutual admiration, we developed a connection. But it was one that felt uncommon for college-age women. We didn't traipse around the quad together with a half dozen others. At its core, our friendship was built for two. We both moved to New York City after graduating, armed with plans to take over the magazine world, Erica, and the art world, Claire. Fast forward to a job search in January 2010 when Claire's request for Erica's feedback on a cover letter spun out into a sprawling email chain that culminated in an idea for an online business, one that spoke to passions we'd nurtured independently in our careers and together as friends. The founding concept for Of a Kind, refined over lengthy IM sessions and stolen lunch breaks at now-shuttered coffee shops, was to commission emerging fashion designers to create limited edition pieces that we'd release for sale in conjunction with stories about the makers behind them, their inspirations, their processes, the things that made them tick. In treating what we were selling with so much care and context, we hoped to encourage a sense of conscious consumption around fashion. We wanted to introduce a mentality of collecting, not just consuming, and to expose our audience to the thrill that comes with connecting on a human level to the work and the story of a designer. That summer, we quit our jobs. And in November, we launched a website. When we started our company in 2010, we were 8 years into our friendship. Since then, we've ticked off plenty of entrepreneurial milestones. Moving into our first office space, making our first hire, securing our first big deal partnership. Over time, our business grew beyond our initial concept to reflect both of our expanding interests. We launched new product categories, including home, personal care, and paper goods. And as our business evolved, so did our understanding that what worked about Of a Kind was not just the products, but also our enthusiasm for sharing them and the way our relationship brought that out in each other. We'd always been transparent with our customers about who we were and what our lives looked like. Early customer service emails were signed Claire and Erica because we were, in fact, the ones writing them. And our audience responded in turn with feedback that Of a Kind felt like a trusted friend that just happened to be a store on the internet. That comparison was a real point of pride for us, and we kept it front of mind as we took the business in new directions. In 2012, we launched a weekly newsletter called 10 Things, which is not far off from the kind of email a pal might send sharing a very random smattering of discoveries ranging from snacks to face serums, novels to running shoes. As it developed a cultish following, we launched a podcast, A Few Things, which follows a very similar premise but has the added value of putting our chemistry on sonic display.